The question was asked, and it's a beautiful question, Yisher Koach. The question was asked, we find by Avraham Avinu that he had a concubine. And the children of the concubine were sent away. If it's Hagar, the maid, whose son was sent away, if it's the concubine's children who were sent away, how come by Yaakov Avinu, we don't find that he sends away the children of the maid? So the first answer is that even by Avraham Avinu, we don't find that he would have sent away anyone if God wouldn't have told him to. Meaning Hashem tells him, listen to Sarah, and Sarah says it because she sees Yishmael growing inappropriately. So the first answer is, even Avraham wouldn't have sent away the children from his second wife or the maid that became his wife had it not been for Yishmael misbehaving, Sarah recognizing that this all came from the mother, and Sarah recognizing it was a threat for the family. So the first answer is, we don't send people away. Our goal is to bring them up and help them grow, and our goal is everyone should be in. We don't push anyone away. That's our goal. And on the contrary, when people were pushed away in Jewish history, it came back to haunt us. Our sages say Amalek was pushed away when Timnah, thank you, came to Avram and she wanted to be a part of the Jewish people, and Avram refused, and it was to our detriment. Our sages say that she ended up mothering Amalek. She couldn't marry in legitimately. She got in a different way. Our sages say the same thing happened with Yeshu, that he wanted back in, and his Rebbe was a little bit too tough with him. So this is a very dangerous balance, meaning on the one hand, we cannot forgo our values. On the other hand, we cannot be too tough. It's really a balancing act. But our first approach is we want everyone in. That's number one. Number two, this is the extraordinary concept of Yaakov Avinu. That Yaakov, when he begins his journey in our parsha, and he sees the 12 stones unite into one, he's being told from above, you're going to have all 12 children be one. And that's your job, to build the Jewish people. And the brothers make a mistake when they think that just like Avram had a Yishmael that had to be kicked out of the house, Yitzchak had an Esav that had to be kicked out of the tradition, so they thought Yaakov had a Yosef that also had horrible qualities that had to be kicked out of the family. In fact, Yosef was great. He had certain specific areas which needed improvement, but he was extraordinary. But they pushed him away, and they made a mistake. And so, in our parsha, we're taught that there's a difference. The sons of Rachel, the sons of Leah, the sons of the maid. And this difference, to some degree, goes on. There is a slight difference as we move on in the Torah between the sons of the maids and the sons of the matriarchs. But the concept that begins with Yaakov is Yisrael afal pi shechata Yisraelu. That even if a Jew does something very bad, he's still a Jew. We have a concept from the time of Yaakov Avinu onward. We're one people. And even when someone's not so good and not so perfect and not exactly what we'd like, there are times where we have to say, hey, this isn't right. There are times where we have to say, I'm not with this, but at the core, at the root of it all, we're one. And he's also part of us. And we don't go into Yom Kippur without a declaration. We want everyone, even the people who did things that were wrong. We want everyone. We can only stand before Hashem united. But wait, why do I need that guy? That guy who's so lo beseder, you know, he's an avaryan. Yeah, I need him here. I need him here. I can't go into Yom Kippur without him. So there's an element where we do need that. So that's where we come back to our parsha. The concept of Yaakov is that we've become a Jewish people. And the concept of a Jewish people is that there's no going out. Once you're in, you're in. I once got a phone call from someone,
It's extraordinarily pious. They were dealing with so many hardships in their life. And very, very, very pious person. And they had a lot of hardships. And so the person says to me, you know, I converted to Judaism. Is there a way I can convert out? The person says, you know, I know it's true, but life is so hard for me right now. They just had, I don't know how many kids with learning disabilities, and the kids were literally climbing the walls. They'd wake up in the middle of the night and find that the kid would open the window and climb out and start running into the forest, and they had to go find him, and they didn't have a night, and they didn't have a day, and everything in life was hard for them. They'd walk into Shabbos, and one of the kids wanted to take revenge. The kid would climb up and turn off the main switch. No heating, no food, no, everything's off on Shabbos. So many challenges they had at home. And so this person said, I know it's right, but is there a way I can convert out? Can God give me a break for 10 years? I'll come back to doing mitzvahs afterwards. And the answer is no. Once you're in, there's no out. There's no out. That's it. You're a part of it. It doesn't matter what you do. You're a part of it. So the same is true for the tribes. From our perspective, they're all Shivtei Ka. They're the tribes of Hashem. Every one of them is holy. Every one of them is the root of the Jewish people. That's it. From Yaakov Avinu onward, that's what Chazal called Mitato Shlema. His bed was complete. Everyone's in. And from that point onward, every Jew is in. We want everyone back. We want everyone back. There's an extraordinary halacha in the laws of Yibum. It says that when a person dies and has no kids, so then his brother has a mitzvah to marry the widow and have children to keep his memory alive. So the halacha says, what if the person who died is a terrible Jew? A Jew who you would want dead. A Jew who you're not so happy with his behavior, to put it gently. The guy's gone against the basic concepts of Judaism. If he dies, should his wife get remarried? Should she do Yibum? Do we also say over there, let's hold on to his name alive in this world? And the answer is yes. The answer is yes, even in such a scenario.